Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. A new Monday, a new week of Southern Miss Sports Talk on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove. Not a cloud in the sky as I look out the studio window. Great day here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place again to call today to cater this weekend. You won't be sorry. It'll be the best catering deal you'll have all year. Dickey's Barbecue Pit, as we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio, we're glad you're with us this afternoon. Marshette Kenny will be joining us a little later to break down his analysis of Saturday's football game. Golden Eagles snapped the longest losing streak in FBS football Saturday. I hate to say that, but it was true. 11 straight losses. That's finally behind the Golden Eagles as Braylon Braxton leads his team to a win. He goes 20 of 30, 214 yards passing, 3 TDs as the Golden Eagles beat Jackson State 38-20. A lot of stuff leading up to the game. Great crowd at the game. Pretty competitive football game. Dima Mixon was there for the whole thing. We'll have some audio from Coach here in just a few minutes. Not as much audio as normally. You said there was a little bit of a problem in getting audio in the post-game news conference.
Yeah, the sonic boom was playing during the post-game presser, so a lot of my audio is not very good. But, yeah, good game, good atmosphere. I think Jackson State brought a bunch of fans. I thought it was pretty even split. If not, they had more fans there than Southern Miss did. But
that's pretty astonishing.
It was pretty astonishing. I mean, I the press box sits on the west side of the stadium, so we're looking at the east side. And you saw the picture, Bob. The east side was legitimately all white and blue, other than the student section. So
as was the east side upper deck.
Right. So
99%, we should say.
Yeah, I would say so. So, but it was a good game. Went exactly how I thought it was going to go. I thought, my score prediction was 38-10, 38-20. So what can you do?
Wow. How
but,
about that?
Went exactly how I was going to go. Jackson State hung around early, pressed Southern Miss in a couple different ways, and Southern Miss figured it out in the second half. And those three straight touchdown drives mirrored what Mississippi State did last week.
It was almost like watching it
really
in reverse, no question. Let me go over a couple things with you, and you give me your observation. One thing kind of jumped out at me. I was a little surprised. Jackson State, 191 yards rushing against the Southern Miss defense.
Yeah, they were definitely in the first half finding some creases and some holes, and Southern Miss just missed so many tackles in the first half, and I think – when you think about the rushing total, I think Jackson State had most of those yards in the first half because Southern Miss really got a handle of it in the second half. Mm-hmm. I have that right here. So Jackson State, how much yards you say total they had?
191 rushing.
Yeah, so 126 of those were in the first half. So Southern Miss really got it together in that second half. Jackson State's offensive line really dominated that first half, which was pretty surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And Southern Miss really didn't have any answer. And then on the defensive side, Southern Miss couldn't run the ball. They were only 26 yards rushing in the first half. And
sent me a text at halftime that illustrated that Jackson State had more yards rushing than the Golden Eagles.
Mm-hmm. They had more yards total, too, 194 to 160. And, I think Jackson State kind of mirrored some things Mississippi State did with some blitz packaging that I think surprised Southern Miss. I think Jackson State's Speed overall, also a surprise to the Miss. This is, like I was saying all week, this isn't your typical FCS opponent. This is one of the better FCS
This may
opponents.
Be one of the best teams they've ever had, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know about best teams they've ever had, but definitely the best FCS team that Southern Miss has played for in a while.
Right.
You know, I think this team could have beaten last year's team. I don't think that's far-fetched.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But the good news is that game's behind you. The Mississippi State game's behind you, and App State's ahead for one of the biggest games, I think, since 2019. I wrote it in my column this morning. You should go read it at HubCitySpokes.com. But, App State in town this week. And one thing we can say is that Charles Huff is 100% a better coach than Ellis Johnson.
Yeah, he has surpassed him by
100%.
We're going later in the program, we're going to get into the conference and what happened in all the conferences. And after two games, who are the statistical leaders, et cetera. But did you see what you saw Saturday? Does it make you more or less concerned about defeating Appalachian State?
No, I mean, I think it's hard to take it. Like I've said all offseason, that game will tell us how far they've come because it's finally equitable. Both teams are equitable. You're playing an FCS opponent or an SEC opponent. You're playing a Sun Belt opponent. So last year, you would probably argue that they'd be, 20-point underdogs to Dap State. You know, mm-hmm. Right now they're -1 favorites. So I think if they compete, bring it to the fourth quarter. You know, I don't know who wins yet. I'm going to dive it in. But I know that's all you can expect. And I don't think there's any reason to think that they can't beat App State.
What is the spread?
Southern Miss is a 1-point home favorite. App State really? Opened as a 2-point. Favorite, and the mm-hmm. line has moved all the way to Southern Miss as a 1-point favorite.
Well, it's hard to say. They seem to struggle this weekend, Appalachian State, against kind of a no-name school. They did win the game, but they didn't win it handily. I think it was 20-13. They looked really good in the first week. I guess my observation would be that a couple of things. Southern Miss has got to shore up and stop the run a little better. They got to tackle better.
Yeah.
Consistency on offense would be helpful. I know one thing you've really watched is the offensive line. Did you think they played well? What was your thoughts there?
I did not. I thought they actually took a step back. You know, they actually switched it up a little bit. They had Nunnery actually start on the outside and then moved the new offensive lineman from Eastern Michigan. He started instead of their previous left tackle. Mm-hmm. And they only rotated 7 linemen again. So the depth there is still a concern. I did not think they opened up the holes necessary to give the running backs any room. You know, I thought they played better in the second half, but I thought Braylon was under pressure a lot, actually. He got out of it a lot. Only took 1 sack, but, you know, he didn't have a lot of time to throw the ball, which was concerning. So I think they took a step back this week. They played really well against State.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But I didn't think they had their best week this week.
Two observations I have after 2 weeks. A, Mississippi State is a lot better than some people were giving them credit for. They looked good against a top 15 program this weekend. Two, again, I think this is one of the better Jackson State teams you're going to see. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if Jackson State runs the table from here on out. Would you?
No doubt, no doubt. And I would expect that. Nothing less than that from them. I mean, it's exactly how I thought the game was going to go. And people saying, well, they were only up 17-10 at halftime. I mean, they really should have been up 30-10 because they missed 2 field goals in the first half. They also had a touchdown reversed on a replay. So really should have been 30-10 at halftime. So I don't really take a lot of things from the first half and just apply it. I think there was never a question in that game that Southern Miss was going to win. I mean, they were always seeming to be dominant. And that's not the case last year. Southeastern Louisiana, that game was kind of like, what is going on?
Yeah.
you know, so, but yeah, I mean, App State this week is everything. I mean, it really is.
No, I agree. I'm going to tell you one thing, and I saw the video of this. I watched it for some time. I don't normally talk about bands, but I thought to see the bands from both universities on the field, sharing the field, working so well together. I just thought it was very, very impressive.
Yes, it was. That's what one thing. We had the Pride of Mississippi person here a couple weeks ago with me and Kelly. I think
very
he was out
impressive.
That day. He told us that they were going to do that, and it even looked better than he was explaining it. It was very cool. I think that's good to do that, where you have a dual band at halftime where, you know, it doesn't – you know, you're not, like, shoving the Pride out by the – like, oh, we have the new band coming here. We want to see them at halftime, you know.
Right,
you're playing both of them.
Really remarkable, because those kids couldn't have possibly have spent any time together to choreograph that.
Right.
It was really pretty remarkable.
Right, right. I heard that they did it like Saturday morning before the game.
Well, that's pretty remarkable, don't you think?
It was pretty impressive. It really was. And they spelled out USM, and then if you're on the other end, you're looking at JSU, so that was pretty cool.
All right, when we come back, Marchant Kenny's going to give us his eval of the game. We're still waiting on the return of our friend Lee Roberts. And then later in the show, Deem and I will be talking about everything else that happened in the Sun Belt over the weekend, what's upcoming, who are the statistical leaders, and then we have news and notes because we're happy to report that one team on the Southern Miss athletic field has captured a victory. And we'll wait and surprise you with that later in the show. Hey, don't forget about Forest Healthcare. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but you should never forget about the most important player, and that's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. That is foresthealth.org. Genesis of Hattiesburg. It is Genesis of Hattiesburg week on the Eagle Hour. We will be there this Friday. Kicking off the App State weekend, 1 o'clock, Genesis of Hattiesburg. Got a bunch of new Super Talk t-shirts, some great swag to take down there. Hope you'll join us. Genesis of Hattiesburg, big week for us with those fine sponsors as the Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls into week 3 of the college football season.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're glad you're with us. Just got a call from a listener. I want to pass this along. There was a bunch of really unnecessary foolishness on the internet prior to the Jackson State game. And Dave and I were just sitting here talking. That was probably one person on each side that created a furor for a lot of people. But totally unnecessary, very unfortunate. Just got a call from a listener. I'm happy to report this, that he and his son sat on the east side of the stadium Saturday, and that they were right beside the Jackson State band in the midst of Jackson State fans. And he said they could not have been more respectful or fun to be around. And every time the Pride would start playing, the Jackson State kids would stop whatever they were doing and stand up and pay attention to the band. And he said it was a great experience to share the football game with the Jackson State alumni. And that's always the experience that I've had in being around Jackson State people.
No doubt. No doubt. There's nothing better than just seeing two teams. And it's one thing that makes college football so great is that you can go to these games at opposing stadiums and you can cheer for your team and just expect nothing less than graciousness from the other side. And sometimes it's not like that. I've been to a few games where it's not like that, but hopefully for everybody it is like that. I will talk about Southern Miss now for a second, though, because I was wondering, you know, as on that break, what we saw in the running game. And, you know, Jeffrey Pittman, 10 carries, 71 yards, average 7 yards a carry, 23 yards was his long. You know, he looked pretty decent in that second half. the first half, I still wanted to see more of him, Bob. But I thought Robert Briggs, the second string running back, he showed some things that were really good. Obviously, eight carries, 30 yards, and he had that, you know, one long touchdown. So that gave me a little bit of confidence going forward that the second string, third string running backs looked pretty decent behind Jeffrey Pittman.
Marshawn Kenny's on the phone. I was calling the wrong number. That's why I'm a little late getting to my man, Marshawn. But Marshawn, I know you were at the game, and first of all, just kind of give us your eval and how you felt about the performance you saw overall from the Golden Eagles.
Well, I tell you what, looking at that Jackson State football team, that was one of the better-looking Jackson football state teams I've seen. A quarterback looked every bit of the part of a D1 quarterback, high-level quarterback. And, I'm upset after the game. They've won some Sun Belt games. I mean, it was a good-looking team. And the only big takeaway negative I found in the game, I wish sideline energy was a little bit higher, during the game. Maybe tweeted something about it, and, we did a little bit better in the second half. But if we can get some sideline energy going, like high for full quarters, I mean, we're going to be a problem for people.
Marshawn, are you concerned at all about the fact that Jackson State had almost 200 yards rushing? Do you see problems there in stopping the run, or is it too early to say that?
No further analysis. They did gash us for some big runs. There were some holes. They moved our D-line around a little bit. I didn't like seeing that. So hopefully that can be remedied with better leverage and not getting out of position. But, yeah, that was a little concerning with the O-line moving from them, getting our D-line out of position.
I said earlier to Dima, I wouldn't be surprised if Jackson State ran the table the rest of the year in their league. What do you think?
Seriously, that was a good-looking JSU team. So the fan base, I told them, y'all might not lose another game, man.
Yeah. All right, Marshawn. Now, App State comes up, and they struggled. They struggled a little bit this weekend over a team that I think it's fair to say no one ever heard of, Linden something. But anyway, after 2 weeks.
My wife knows Lindenwood, though, around her part. She knows a Linden. I'd never heard of them, though.
No, me neither. It was kind of like when the Wofford Bulldogs, Boston Terriers, came to Ole Miss a few years ago. But that would be a subject for another segment now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we could go off on Lindenwood. But, yeah, if I'm struggling with Lindenwood, we got problems.
So here comes App State. Statistically, after 2 weeks, the best offensive team in the league. I don't know what stats mean this early in the year, but what did you see Saturday that makes you A, feel good, or B, concerns you about playing Appalachian State?
Well, the takeaway I just have to take from both games, and it's interesting that this is the third game of a three-game homestand, and I think we'll more or less agree, all three of us, the first half against State, I'll take that. And sure enough, Mississippi State's a pretty good football team. They're not last year's State team. They beat number 12 Arizona State at home, so they're 2-0. So that first half against them looks more impressive, tell you the truth. And then Jackson State come out of there, second half, and score a lot of points, look a lot better than the first half. So it's just funny, man. It's the third game of a three-game homestand. If we can get that sideline energy going for four quarters and we can put 60 minutes of football together, I've seen enough. If we can match those halves, Bob and Dima, it could be really fun Saturday. Really fun.
Marshawn, I wrote in my column this week talking about, Southern Miss's football moment has arrived. You get past Mississippi State, that is what it is. You get past Jackson State, but – the team's been at this crossroad two times before. 2 years ago, they were 1-1. Tulane came in here and just blew them out. Last year, they were 1-1. USF came in here and blew them out. So both those seasons, you saw that there was really no improvement. This season, App State comes in. I think it's the whole season. I mean, if they go out there and just get blown out, which I don't think will happen, the fan engagement to me is just going to drop off a cliff.
Awesome tee up for this one, Dima, because when we came to the Sun Belt, I was excited to play against the Cajuns because it's a true rival for us. We've been doing that a long time, playing football against them for a long time, and the true rival is that. But the game I was most excited about was Appalachian State. It's their rock versus the OG rock. College game day has been there. the biggest upset maybe in college football history was them at Michigan, I believe, in 07. I mean, they're recognized in the Sun Belt. You know, people notice the Appalachian State name outside of the Sun Belt. And they're black and gold. We're black and gold. It's just this is the one. And I hate to say a must win, but you talk about a statement win if we get this one. And that's why I love Coach Huff's interview after the game. You know, he was challenging the media, if they're not at the game, I'm going to come knock on your door and be at the game. He was joking, but, you know, this is a chance to make a statement where it's not App State, it's Southern Miss. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and let's get back to that. Nobody can match our tradition. They can't. Back in the 80s, Ole Miss and Mississippi State stopped playing us. Nobody else can say anything like that, and that's because we're beating them so much. And we've been doing this for a long time, but we got to make a statement game. Game three, at home, new atmosphere. DJ Cujo's making it a blast in the stadium. It is a higher level atmosphere than I've ever seen. Dima, I know you referenced the last couple of years of football, but that's in the past, man. It turned into a hot mess. I'm gonna call it what it is. So Coach Huff's got this thing together. Saturday, show up. This is the chance to make a statement.
I want to ask you something. We've got a couple of minutes left, Marchand, away from the game. I know that when you played football, Southern Miss go play with anybody in the country, right? I mean, there wasn't any question about that. I'm looking at a couple of scores Saturday that are a little disturbing to me. I see Alabama beat Louisiana Monroe 73. Am I right about that? 73-0. Ohio State beat Grambling 70-0. Why do we continue to see these kind of games? At what point is someone going to say, there's just really no point in this any longer?
Well, and the frustrating part is you're seeing a lot of less upsets about, you know, whatever, the P4, P5 leagues. And, I mean, I can relate it to everybody who might have followed the Mississippi State game that we played in game one. And Bob, we had some great teams. I mean, Southern Miss, Eagle Fever, all of them, some great teams. I never played against a SEC team where the O-line, they rotated three lines. You know, so you're telling me that third line is as good as your first line? Like, yeah. I never dealt with that. You know, maybe backups, but it's starting to be, you know, you're just buying these teams, man, and you know, Sun Belt can't. And when you run into a place, let's call it what it is, like Louisiana Monroe, where they seem to be, I'd say, giving up on athletics, but they're the only team that put more money into it. Yeah, you're going to get 73-0. And then, you know, Grambling, that's a struggle to go to Ohio State. It's just Ohio State, they may have four offensive lines as rotate. I don't know. It's just, it's a different day and age with just money separations from elite teams.
Yeah.
And it's really the O-line that was a big thing for me, that Mississippi State was able to do, rotate three offensive lines with a $16 million team.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Different times, isn't it, Marchant?
It is, but never forget the 97 Liberty Bowl and Reggie Collier, you know, Sammy Winder making the leap, brother. Brett Favre, Florida State. Never forget all this stuff, though, brother. It happened.
I haven't forgotten one game of it, Marchant. Not one game.
No way. Brother, DJ Slaughter intimidating people out there. All that good stuff.
Thank you, brother. I hope I see you this weekend, and I look forward to having you back on the show next week.
Always appreciate it. Dean and Bob, you guys do an incredible job. Appreciate all you do, man.
Thank
Southern
you,
Miss to the top. Show up to the Rock this Saturday.
There we go. The great Marchant Kenny, everybody. Great friend of ours and just a great Southern Miss guy. When we come back, we'll hear what Coach Huff said about the App State game, and then we'll let you know what happened around the conference and what to expect this week as the Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls along.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, that last segment was sponsored by Eagle Tire West. They're out on Highway 98. Former Southern Miss player Matt Warren invites you to see him for all premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck services, all at Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. They're on Hardy Street. That's where you go for baseball and softball training. Or if you're an adult athlete like Kelly Santer, that's where you just go to stay in shape. That's where he gets his nutritional tips.
Where is he?
I don't know. And I don't even really want to know. I don't think he's going to be back for a while. That's all I can say.
We haven't heard from him in about a week and a half.
Yeah. He sent me this bizarro picture. He was at a – this really sounded exciting to me, a horseshoe throwing
competition
yeah,
in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. And I texted him back and said, well, seeing you're in Minnesota, why don't you ask some of them people up there why they're so blank crazy?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything back from him. So maybe he'll be back. Maybe he won't. Time will tell. All right. Irregardless, you can go for home repair, home remodeling. I hate to think about what he's doing. Home construction at MCS Home Center. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center there on Highway 98 West. So one question about him. When he's gone, where does I know he does trivia at every restaurant that'll let him in. What are they doing about that this week, Dima?
Well, they're probably all home because he just recently got over COVID. And he went to go trivia night. He texted us that he was still going to trivia night. So they're probably not having trivia night because they're all sick.
That's probably right. Everybody's probably at home with a fever and the chills right now while he's at a horseshoe throwing competition in Minnesota. No, he's infecting people in Minnesota.
Golly.
They'll really hate Mississippi.
He might have been patient zero when all that started.
I think maybe so. Genesis of Hattiesburg, we're going to be there Friday. Looking forward to it. They're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are gorgeous. And their exclusive new Genesis dealership is on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Finally, I want you to remember our podcast. You can ask Alexa or Siri to play it for you anytime you like. Or you can go to Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. All right. Little audio difficulty because the coaches were competing with the Sonic Boom, but Coach did look ahead to the upcoming App State game, and this is what Dima brought back.
Real quick, every fan in Hattiesburg, we need you here next Saturday night. It's non-negotiable. Don't ask. Tell your wife that you're going to the rock. Tell your boss that we're getting off early on Saturday if we work Saturday because we're going to the rock. We need everyone here Saturday night. It's the biggest game of the year because it's the next game. And if we all decide that this is the most important thing in Hattiesburg, we'll all get to where we want to go. So we need everybody. And there's no excuse. No, there's no excuse. So you guys bring your cameras. There's no excuse. You're not taking off next Saturday. Cancel the vacation. Cancel the winery trip. Next Saturday, we need everybody in the city of Hattiesburg and in a stone's throw of Hattiesburg, in the rock. These players need you. These fans need you. These students, don't forget the cheerleaders, they need you. The band, we need you. Everybody, I'm not joking, guys. If you're not here, I'm coming to your house and knocking on your door. Okay? In the middle of the game, I'm going to leave the game, come and knock on your door and ask you, are you not the rock? No, seriously, we need everybody here. We cannot do this alone. And trust me, I don't think we played great enough today to wow anybody. But we got to be in this together. So please, I know it's 3 weeks in a row, but that's who we are now. We are what we consistently do. So for the last 2 weeks, we've consistently showed up. So we can't change it now, right? So appreciate the people that showed up today. Appreciate everyone that's going to come tomorrow. We need you here next Saturday.
Dima, how different was Coach Huff after the game this week and say the previous week?
I mean, I'd say about the same. I think it was just like a sigh of relief almost that they finally won. You know, that
right.
Just feels good.
That's the way I felt.
Yeah. And again, it's against an FCS opponent. They haven't beat an FBS opponent in a year and a half since 2023. But they won, you know. And so it's just getting that monkey off your back. And again, Bob, you know, this week is a huge week for this program. I mean, I know I've said it over and over again. And I know it's really kind of unfair to compare it to the last two seasons, but I just know that's where the fans are going to compare it to.
No,
if they go out there and let's just say, you know, they don't even look competitive against App State, and I don't even care, you know, even if they maybe do look competitive and lose by two scores, I just think it's going to be a really hard sell. It's going to be a hard sell for the rest of the season, regardless of what they do.
I agree.
The truth.
All right, Appalachian State beat Lindenwood 20-13 Saturday. They're now 2-0. Texas State beat UTSA. That's a good football game, 43-36. Texas State 2-0. Troy actually led Clemson 16-0 at one point. Then the Tigers woke up, final 27-16.
Troy the falls. $10 million woke up.
Yeah, Troy falls to 1-1. Arkansas beat Arkansas State, no surprise, 56-14. Arkansas State now 1-1. Missouri State edged Marshall 21-20. The Thundering Herd 0-2 without Charles Huff and all their team. Old Dominion beat North Carolina Central, wherever that's at, central part of North Carolina, I'm going to assume. You notice how I picked up on that right there, Dave?
Yeah, that was nice.
54-6, they're 1-1. Tulane South Owl, that was a good football game. 33-31, Tulane South Owl falls to 1-1, but surprising effort there, I think, by South Alabama. Memphis beat Georgia State 38-16. Georgia State's now 0-2. Coastal beat Charleston Southern 13-0. Coastal 1-1. USC demolished Georgia State 59-20. Georgia State 0-2. This is shameful. Alabama beat Monroe 73-0. Monroe now 1-1. Louisiana beat McNeese 34-10. Now 1-1 is Louisiana. And USM, of course, beat Jackson State. Now, here's some stats I want to run by you, Demi, get your thoughts about this. Only after two games, and I realize it's not conference games, but scoring offense in the league, number one scoring offensive team, Texas State, they're averaging 47.5 points a game. Total defense, the best right now, JMU giving up just 206 yards a game.
Oh, it's not JMU, Bob. It's James.
James Dan Madison. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Total offensive yards, this worries me. And total offense, guess who?
James.
No. Appalachian State. Yeah. They're averaging 544 yards a game.
Yeah.
Rushing offense, Texas State, best in the league, 280 yards a game. Rushing defense, this concerns me. Appalachian State with the best rushing defense in the league after two games, giving up just 37.5 yards a game. Got to keep in mind, though, they played Lindenwood, whatever that is. And South Alabama, believe it or not, leads the league in passing offense. So, Demon Mixon, are you concerned that the total offensive leader in the conference after two games is Appalachian State and the best rushing defense, or are the stats at this point of the year distorted?
Yeah, I think they're distorted. I mean, half of the teams are playing Alabama and losing 73-0, so you can't really, you know, say that ULM's end product is 0 points against Alabama, you know. So, you know, Southern Miss with Mississippi State, you kind of throw the stats out of the window there. I'm trying to think of some other ones, like James Madison played Louisville, you kind of throw the stats out there. You know, it is what it is. I don't really think that App State is the best offensive team in the Sun Belt just because they beat up on Lindenwood and, right, you know, beat Charlotte, because Bill Belichick's team beat Charlotte and they looked horrible. Right. So, but we'll see. I think in a couple weeks you could definitely look at it and say, you know, here's where they are.
I agree.
But it doesn't concern me. I mentioned the line. It's continually moving as we are having this show. It was +2 for App State this morning. It's all the way up to Southern Miss minus 1.5 now. So still money coming in on USM right now, which I think is really telling what people respect of Braylon Braxton and what Charles Huff has built. And I think that's about right. I think that's a good spread. It's basically a pick 'em game, Bob, and you give probably 2 or 3 points for home field advantage.
I saw our quarterback by coincidence yesterday morning at a Waffle House, and he was entertaining fans. He was taking pictures on Harley Davidsons that were in the parking lot and smiling and signing autographs. He's a great kid. I mean, he really does have an infectious personality.
Yeah.
All right, this week, Jacksonville State is at Georgia Southern. Memphis is at Troy. That's a pretty interesting game. South Owl is at Auburn. We know what will happen there likely. Louisiana is at Missouri. Iowa State is at Arkansas State. Can you believe that?
That's Arkansas State.
That was a real surprise. Eastern Kentucky is at Marshall. Old Dominion is at Virginia Tech. Murray State is at Georgia State. East Carolina is at Coastal. That'll be a good environment.
Yep.
Texas State is at Arizona State, which lost to Mississippi State Saturday night and made that opening loss of the Golden Eagles look a little better, Dima.
No doubt, no doubt. Mississippi State looked really good against Arizona State. Of course, they needed a Hail Mary to win the game. But really good team, looks like we said, we thought, you know, their offense has improved. Their corners are really good against Arizona State. You know, a game that's really interesting to me, Bob, is that Texas State at Arizona State game for one, but Jacksonville State at Georgia Southern. Both of those opponents are coming up on the Southern Miss schedule. Jacksonville State coming to the Rock in a couple weeks. Georgia Southern the game after them. Mm-hmm. So I think Southern Miss fans will be interested to see that one, to see kind of where those two teams stand. Jacksonville State, of course, 1-1. They beat Liberty last week, so they seem to be better than what I thought. And then another game to keep in mind, Louisiana Tech hosting New Mexico State. Louisiana Tech, Southern Miss's next opponent. They battled with LSU last week, and they're 10-point home favorites, so they could be 2-1 when they host the Golden Eagles next week.
I overlooked that, but I think it was 20-7 or
23-7.
They're pretty competitive against a really, really good LSU team. Question of the day, how in the world did Arkansas State convince Iowa State to come there and play football?
I don't know. That's
interesting.
That's a Pete Thamel question.
When we come back, Dima will have news and notes, and they scored.
Maybe.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar sponsors the fourth segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. 4th Street Bar and Grill. Great place to go to lunch tomorrow. They start serving at 11, serve to 1, about $10.99. That includes your tax and your drink and a big hearty plate of food. And it's good Southern eating. It's the kind of food that you like eating, and you always like eating there because I'm sitting there with all the working guys around town. That's the salt of the earth. And if you're ever eating at a restaurant, Dima, and you're at lunch and a bunch of working guys are in there, you know you're at the right place. And that's 4th Street Bar and Grill. Good lunch.
Yep.
Monday through Friday. All right, news and notes from Dima Mixon.
Yeah, we got a lot to pour over the weekend. Natalie Poole, Southern Miss softball coach, was signed to a 3-year extension for her, and that is good news for Natalie Poole. That was announced Friday after we got off the show, just like basically right after it, so that's why we didn't break that Friday. Women's soccer wins their first match of the season. They beat Louisiana Tech 1-0 in full time. So their record now stands 1-5-1 after drawing against Jackson State last week. Yeah, there we go.
There's a win.
The women's volleyball team went 2-1 in the something invitational. Sorry. The Molly Howard Gehrig Memorial Tournament with wins over Bethune-Cookman, Houston Christian. They dropped in three sets to St. Thomas University. They're at home this weekend for the Southern Miss Invitational with Mercer coming into town and Mississippi State. So that'll be interesting and nice for them there. Men's golf kicks off the 2025 season after the first round in a tie for sixth place in the Argent Financial Classic. And I think that was it. Southern Miss soccer match versus Mississippi Valley State, which was scheduled for Wednesday, is canceled and will not be rescheduled. That was just breaking within a few minutes ago as my email just updated. So lots to get into, and obviously a pretty busy week for Southern Miss football this week with hosting App State. We've mentioned that, of course, all the time on this program. Good week for Southern Miss Athletics, I guess.
Yeah, good week. Good. Finally, I'm glad to see the soccer ladies win a game.
Yeah, they deserve it. You know, they played tough schedule to start. Didn't even score a goal until four or five games into the season. So, good to see them get a win.
That win must have felt pretty good for them and the football team, who broke an 11-game winning streak. Losing streak. 11-game winning streak.
And, Bob, they haven't even beaten an FBS opponent since 2023. I mean, let that sink in. Something else to note, but all three Mississippi teams won on the same day for the first time since August of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I want to switch gears. A couple minutes left. I want to get your eval of your man Spencer Rattler in that kind of – God damn, I hate to say it, kind of boring football game.
I mean, I didn't think they looked horrible. I actually thought they were going to win. They almost tied it in the end there.
Yeah, they almost did.
Juwan Johnson just couldn't come up with that last catch. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a bad football team. I mean, that's really another thing along with Lydon. You know, we watched Baltimore and the Bills last night in a thriller, and you're like, man, that's an NFL team and the Saints are an NFL team? That's kind of what I was thinking.
I did hear a guy say this morning on the NFL Network he thinks it's two different sports.
Yeah, well, it definitely looked like it. I mean, yeah.
Can there be any doubt, a couple of things after last night, that Todd Monken is a brilliant offensive coordinator?
It helps when you have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry on your team.
They didn't lose the game because of offense last night. No, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson are a pretty stout combo, and boy, Monken knows how to pull the strings, doesn't he, to get the most out of them.
I'm just trying to imagine myself with Derrick Henry coming full speed at me, like being able to wrap up.
It's
like,
an ugly sight.
There would be no more Demon Mixon. I can guarantee that.
He threw at one point last night. He threw a cornerback off with his left arm.
He did.
And he just rolled the guy. And you know, if you're an NFL cornerback, you're a big, strong dude. It's not like he threw me down. It was an NFL cornerback.
It just looks like a big blob of human mass when he gets the ball and running downhill. I'm just like, dude.
He's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
And
Lamar Jackson's almost just as big as him.
He's a great quarterback. Yeah. The two best quarterbacks.
I mean, Josh Allen was terrific last night, too.
Two best quarterbacks in the NFL, head-to-head last night.
I don't see how
anybody could argue with that.
I'd say them and Jalen Hurts, those three are probably the best. I'd put them over Patrick Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts is really good.
Yeah. I mean, they looked great against the Cowboys. So.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to tell you who else is a really good quarterback. Is the kid out of LSU that's quarterbacking in Washington right now. You know, they dismantled the Giants yesterday. His name slips my mind.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, really, really, really good quarterback.
Yeah.
Some great young quarterback play in the National Football League yesterday. All right, so Dima will be at Media Day tomorrow, do a live report for us out of Media Day. Al Holder is going to catch us up tomorrow afternoon as well on baseball players. Man, there's just more and more of them moving up into AAA and AA, and there are a lot of Golden Eagles making a paycheck playing baseball, Dima.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play for Coach Christian Ostrander and Scott Barry.
It
kind of helps, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's no coincidence that about three-quarters of them playing professionally are pitchers.
Yeah.
What a strange coincidence.
And right? I could see probably two or three more coming from this year's team going
to
the draft.
No question. But we'll back away from baseball.
Yeah. Let's go back to soccer.
He scores!
Goal!
All right, that wraps up Monday. Dima will be live on the campus tomorrow. We'll have
and Kelly, wherever you are, if you start to come down with a fever, please just stay away from people.
Yeah, just don't infect all the
Minnesotans.
The horseshoe Minnesotans. My word. Could start another civil war up there, Center. We don't know when he'll be back. Maybe never. We'll see.
Kelnack will be back before him.
Could be. Graham Crawford for sure. He'll be here tomorrow. Dima will be on the campus reporting live. We hope you'll join us. Southern Miss to the top. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus,
a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.